these days. I'm just going to set that over there like that. Let me get today's date down. Today is Monday, the 25th of June, 1990. And if I could, just to give you, if you could give me your name, please.
Catherine. It was for, my maiden name was Catherine.
Okay.
And then I married George. And at his decease, in 82, then I married Raymond. And he was born here. And I have an article about his family that came here from Oklahoma.
Okay.
And he's the one you really shouldn't.
He's an expert too.
Well, I'm not an expert, but yeah. He has a lot of good stories of his life.
Now, the community where you live in Lamar now?
Oh, no, I still live on the farm.
Right, now, tell me where that is.
It's 2 miles, it's 2.5 miles from here.
Okay.
It's 1 mile east, 1 mile north, and 1/2 mile east.
Okay.
So if you'd like, well, I'd like to take you over to my home.
Well, I would love to see it.
It's just a country home. It's nothing great.
Is there a community?
Alda Vista, and that means clear view in Spanish.
Okay.
And we're right up on the hill where we can look down over at Lamar and see Two Buttes, which is about 25 miles south. On a clear day, we can see the tip.
Okay, the tip of Two Buttes.
Yes.
Okay. And this county is?
Pryors.
Pryors County.
Mm-hmm.
And in the state of?
Colorado.
Okay. All right. Now, where were you born?
In Caney, Kansas.
Okay.
Caney, Kansas.
In the date?
1914,
okay.
November the 23rd.
Okay.
My daughter's the 27th, the same month, so okay. I...
Real near to each other.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And when did you come here? When did your family come to... how old were you when they came here?
2 years old.
Okay.
And
tell me a little bit about that. Your family was living in Caney, Kansas,
and they lived on a homestead of my great-grandmother's. And in fact, when my mother died, it was still in the family too. And but Dad wanted to come out here and homestead, and there was 8 children, and so he brought us all out here, and we survived. Some of them didn't, but we did survive, and until the 1930s and during the Depression and the dirt storms and things, my father and brother both lost their places out there.
Mm.
Plus their cattle and
just
land.
Because of the financial hardships.
Yes, and losing so many heads of cattle and things like that. So they did lose the places out there in 1930.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Now, so your family, this would be second generation in living in this area since your parents.
Oh, I had. There are 6 generations here now.
Okay. Now who?
On my. First husband's side.
I see.
On my children's father's side, there has been 6 generations lived here.
So when did they
And
come?
There was 4 generations that went to Alda Vista School, the same school.
Okay.
So it...
when did your first husband's people come out here then, if it's been 6 years?
In 1886.
Okay.
And then they homesteaded and bought some property too. And then their daughter, Nell, I think she was about 7 when she came out. And then later she married and she bought some of it, her and her husband in 1914, I believe, they bought some of the land from her father and mother.
Okay.
And I have it all here on this paper. I thought, well, you might be
interested. Yeah, I would like to, when we take a break, mm-hmm. I'd like to look at that.
So. And then the 8 children that came out here from Kansas, we all went to school here, and I had 5 brothers and 2 sisters, and I still have 2 brothers living, and they still live here in Lamar.